Well, guys, while everybody's busy with all of the information coming out, and it's coming fast, man. There's so much information, and when you think it just can't go any faster, it does. And while everybody was busy and distracted with all kinds of news stories, this was going on about 2 or 3 days prior to Donald Trump's inauguration. And I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to pause in between. This, it looks like it's going on live. It's not. It's been going on. They've been just regurgitating it, replaying it, whatever you want to call it, over and over and over again. It's been going on. This has the earmarks, if you listen very carefully, and I'll point out a few things of Nasara Jasara. DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, is named throughout this entire thing. Let's listen in together. Thank you.
It's been 24
Well,
hours
I think I
anymore.
made the wrong
No
one.
other interest except for to
Okay,
do
not
what.
this one. Sorry, guys. I hope that we get this right. Okay, this is the one we want right here.
That you truly want to make
That's the one.
sure that people don't have to trust what you say, but they can believe what you do because they know that you have no other interest. That is all that it is. It is the basic ethics that we are missing from the Supreme Court that has the lowest ratings than it's ever had because the American people feel as if they are constantly conflicted. Again, as someone who is licensed to practice law in multiple states, one of the things that we have to do is pass a separate ethics test, because this should be about ethics. Why is it that only one side of the aisle seems to care about truth, honor, and
Oh
honestly,
my
what I would consider to be the most patriotic thing that we could do, which is
The
being
yielded time
Mr.
has been
Chairman.
expired. There was 2 minutes left when Miss
Obviously, that is a flaming liberal talking right there, and let's continue.
Stansberry
Mr.
yielded. The
Chairman.
time has expired. Before, let me say, I'm going to recognize Mr. Palmer will be the last speaker, and then we're going to recess until 5 minutes after the last vote. After the last vote, we'll all come back in here, and I'm again talking to the freshmen. So I'll recognize Miss Mace. Did you recognize for a motion or parliamentary inquiry or?
No, I wanted to say a word.
Okay. We'll get you when we come back. Last speaker before we recess, Mr. Palmer from Alabama, and then remember, come back 5 minutes after the last vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, I'm going to leave the link to this particular thing. You could watch the whole thing on your own. I just want to make a quick 10-minute video to point out that while you guys are sleeping, okay, this is how deceitful these people are. They're having hearings about Nasara Jasara, even though they're not going to call it that.
Very troubled by the amendment. I think I understand the intent of the gentlelady in bringing it, but this violates, in my opinion, it violates the Constitution's right to redress grievances for the government, because it doesn't say, it says no person, could be interpreted as any person. And because somebody might have a government contract, might be working for a company that's involved with government work, that does not deny them the right to participate in their government. We're a participatory republic. And I know what this is about. This is an effort to undermine what the incoming administration is trying to do to get our debt under control, get our spending under control. And it's a direct shot at Mr. Musk, whom they feel like played a disproportionate role in the success of President-elect Trump. But we shouldn't be doing things like this. We should respect the constitutional right of every U.S. citizen to participate in the governance of the country, either through elections or through the opportunity to advise on issues of critical importance to our country. So, in that regard, Mr. Chairman, I would encourage the gentlelady to withdraw the amendment, but I know that's probably not likely, so I am going to oppose the
Does
amendment.
the gentleman yield? Just
There are people trying to fight to make sure that Jasara and Nasara never happens. Too late, too little, too late. We should have had it back, when 9/11 happened. That didn't happen, but it's happening now because we have the right leader in place.
briefly for a
Gentleman's
moment.
time has expired. Our gentleman yields back, rather. Pursuant to the previous order, the chair declares the committee in recess until 5 minutes after the last vote. The committee stands in recess. I understand there are a few people en route, but we're going to go back, start back with discussion. And it is now the minority side, and I believe I was informed that Ms. Crockett sought recognition for 5 minutes. Chair recognizes Ms. Crockett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd yield the remainder of my time to the gentle lady from New Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member, Madam Crockett. This is a common sense good government amendment. The entire purpose of this amendment is to bring standard ethics language into the committee process to make sure that anybody who is interacting with this committee does not use it or its resources for personal profit. It's basic ethics language. It does not infringe on speech. It does not prevent someone from appearing or advising the committee on general issues or classes of issues which are permissible under the rules and the ethics of the House of Representatives. But it would prevent someone from using the committee and federal resources for personal financial gain. And I want to read the text in the amendment that is really clear about this. It says that folks shall not advise the committee or its members in a paid or unpaid capacity or otherwise interact with the committee or subcommittee on any matter that would benefit the person financially or constitute a conflict of interest. This is not a violation of the Constitution or of free speech. Using federal resources to benefit your own financial interests is not protected speech. Unless, I was trying to figure out while we were on break what my colleagues are referring to. Maybe they're referring to the Citizens United case. Maybe they're referring to protecting the speech of campaign donations. Maybe they're referring to protecting the $250 million in donations that Elon Musk made to Donald Trump in his campaign, and that has given him access not only to the inner circle of Donald Trump's administration, but it's going to land him an office in the White House and pretty much unfettered access to this committee and its resources. So this amendment is designed to make sure he can come here, he can come testify, he can talk about issues that are general issues, but he cannot use this committee as a personal piggy bank to put forward an agenda that would personally profit him or others against the public interest. That is what this amendment is about. That is what we're trying to do, is to make sure that people do not use this committee for personal and private gains. Now, I'm dismayed that in the first organizing committee of this Congress, we can't even agree on the most basic ethical standards for how this committee is going to conduct itself. Language that appears in almost every single government agency, federal, state, local, tribal, also in the private sector. This is about protecting the public interest. This is about making sure that the goals that are supposedly laid out in this rule change that creates these two new subcommittees is really about achieving government efficiency and improvements. And it's about making sure that billionaires who buy their way into the inner circle of Donald Trump do not use this committee and its resources for their own financial gain. And with that, I yield back.
Now, this is funny, and I'll tell you why this is funny. A guy that's worth $300 billion who donates $227 million to Donald Trump, which is a drop in the bucket for him, who makes $100 million a week on a bad week, doesn't need to be in Donald Trump's inner circle or make extra money because he's going to be running out of money anytime soon. Okay? These people don't understand or understand one thing that we all understand. And what we understand is the following. 90% of the people you see talking are going to be completely gone without a job within 6 months. That much I guarantee you. This Department of Government Efficiency is very real, and it is camouflaged to be Nisara Jassara. Make no mistake about it. That's exactly what it is.
Jenna Lay yields back to Ms. Green from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a lot of outrage today about my new subcommittee on DOGE. I want to say I'm honored. Thank you. You see, there all the talk about billionaires. Let's talk about George Soros, who has donated hundreds of billions of dollars to Democrats, Democrat PACs, Democrat interests that ripped open our border, invaded our country, have had all types of policies that have directly impacted Americans in the worst ways possible. You know, Elon Musk used to be a Democrat. And I think the problem here is you guys are really jealous. And let's be brutally honest. It's your policies that have run off Democrats. You have run off your own donors. And you ran off the voters in this last election because of the absolute failures that you did to this country. So let's be really clear in what you're trying to do. You're attacking Elon Musk because you're really jealous. You are. You're just really jealous. And Elon Musk, I want to remind you guys, while California is on fire, he is directing his resources there with Tesla trucks and Starlinks to help people and victims that are being impacted right now by the failures of the Democrat leaders in California. No, it's not climate change that is burning down California. It is a failure of how to handle and prevent these types of problems. No water in the fire hydrants, no water in the water reservoirs, not cleaning up the forest floors. So let's be very clear about Democrat policies, Democrat decisions that have run off so many people. And let's talk about what you're trying to do is just attack someone that used to actually support your party and support your party no more. But let's really talk about this amendment. And it's not an attack on Elon Musk specifically, as it is an attack on Elon Musk and every single taxpayer. Every single taxpayer in this country. It says no person with a personal financial interest impacted by the decisions of the committee or any subcommittee thereof, including the newly created subcommittee on delivering on government efficiency, shall advise the committee or its members in a paid or unpaid capacity. Think about that. So, you don't want taxpayers to have any say in what this subcommittee holds hearings on, talks about things that need to be funded or unfunded, departments that need to be shut down, union employees of the federal government that need to be fired, unions that need to be busted up, waste, fraud, and abuse. If this amendment were to pass, this amendment would directly violate the freedom of speech of taxpayers, of Americans, because this amendment says that no one can have any say to committee members or on the subcommittee of government efficiency. That's what this amendment says. And our job and our role is to serve the taxpayers, to serve the American people, to protect their freedom of speech, to uphold their interest, to protect how their taxpayer dollars are used. And so this is why this committee can't consider having an amendment like this in our rules, because we'd be violating exactly what we are here to do. It's a complete waste of time. And Mr. Chairman, I oppose this amendment and I yield back. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to chime in here. George Soros, he's got access to the printing press. They give him $1 billion. He causes mayhem for humanity because he's a freaking evil bastard. He messes with our borders. He messes with humanity. He messes with the poisons in your food. He will put that money to work to destroy us every day of the week. He's a good little New World Order soldier. And as quickly as he spends the money, because he knows that they know that he'll follow the rules, okay, as quickly as he spends the money, as soon as he's like 90% empty, he's got the last $100 million, he says, hey, I need another $1 billion to keep messing with these humanoids, okay? And that's exactly what they do. They just continuously print money that you are paying taxes on to give to George Soros to kill you. Regarding the fires, we have video, conclusive evidence. We don't have, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is just a flat-out conspiracy with factual video that we could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, when you are sleeping, there are lasers hitting the ground, and we could watch the lasers be there for a period of time, and we could watch on video the fires actually starting. They're burning you alive. They're literally triangulating you, and they're putting these fires in strategic places where you can't get out, and you will burn alive in your home with your kids and your wife and your dogs because they want smart cities. Smart cities for who? Them. Dumb cities for you. Smart cities for them. Dumb move for people who buy into this bullshit. Donald Trump is going to put a stop to it. All these people you see here, mark my words, 90, 95% in 6 months will be all gone. Everything is being restructured. I don't give a shit what they call it. If they don't call it anything at all, I couldn't give two rips. What I do know is I have the document that I could prove everything that's being talked about in here is exactly in the document. The IRS is going away. Income tax, property tax, all of it is going to go away. Pension tax, taxes on your tips. If you're a valet parker or you're a busboy or you're a waitress or a waiter, they're going away. Slowly but surely, we're moving exactly towards a Nasara Jassara. This is Nasara Jassara on trial, folks. This is a Nasara Jassara on trial. They're going to fight tooth and nail. If you think they were going to roll over, play dead, and go away, you're fucking nuts. They're not going to do that. All right, let's keep watching.
Get a lady yields back. Chair Gnasmus Garcia.
Thank you. I just got to, first, that was a lot. And first, I think the people of California and the West absolutely deserve an apology for politicizing fires that are actually killing people right now, and where people are losing their homes, and the idea that somehow you want to politicize those and say that those were caused by crazy conspiracy theories. I don't think anyone should take any advice on how fires are created, certainly by someone that has said space lasers actually create forest fires. And so that deserves an apology to the people of California. This idea that somehow Elon Musk is going...
Space lasers. He just says it. Space lasers. We have fucking video, you motherfucker. We have fucking video. We have video of the laser hitting the ground and the fire starting. We have the video of the fire starting when the laser hits the fucking ground. And we got them in multiple places. You guys could leave the links down below. This way we could fucking put people like this in jail. I would love to torture a guy like this myself for 6 months. He'd be begging for his fucking life to be put out in 6 minutes. Believe me when I tell you that.
Going to save us, the richest person on the planet, multiple times over. And that we're arguing about what he can do for this country. When we're not actually bringing in people that are actually impacted by the policies of our friends on the other side of the aisle, I think is quite shameful. And the gentlelady from Georgia should apologize.
Any other members seek recognition? Ms. Mace from South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this conflict of interest that we have before us today, I'm hearing about conflict of interest, quote, most basic ethics standards, quote, basic ethics, resources for personal profit, you know, making sure we're, you know, financial interests are at stake, et cetera. Mr. Chairman, I find it rich that the same members of Congress who defended the Biden crime family, who are making millions of dollars from international business deals while trading on public office, are now here lecturing us today about conflicts of interest. Like they should just sit right back down. They have no room on this issue. I would love to know if they think Nancy Pelosi trading stocks is a conflict of interest. So, if the Biden family international business dealings, you're trading off the vice presidency and presidency is not a conflict of interest. I would love to know where they stand on that, Mr. Chairman, because this is ridiculous. We need to work for the American people. We need to get to work fast. There was a mandate in November, on November 5th, to push our country forward, to get out of the worst economy in my lifetime that the left forced upon the American people. They can't afford groceries. They can't afford gas. They can definitely not afford child care. And the education system in this country is down the tubes. Taxes are hurting American families on top of it. We have at least 14 million illegals in this country. It's probably far higher than that. We can't keep count. We don't even know where the 300,000 kids are. And so what they have done to destroy the fabric of the United States of America, everything we were founded on, freedom and liberty, the ability to prosper, to work, live, and retire in the greatest nation in the world, they have destroyed that. And it is our job to get back to the basics. And quite frankly, I don't think government efficiency is enough. I think we're going to have to go much further than that. And in fact, you know, look at dismantling entire departments or even agencies, because it's just the bureaucracy we have created with the deep state of bureaucracy here is hurting our country. It's hurting our national security. We're weaker on the world stage. Our economy is going to be a national security issue in very close order. I was hoping that American families would be able to refi with lower interest rates this quarter on their homes and be able to afford housing. Doesn't look like that's going to happen because of what the Biden-Harris administration has done in the run-up to President Trump swearing in on January 20th. This is un-American. It's disgusting. It's gross. Let's move forward. Let's get these votes done this afternoon. Let's get to work for the American people, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, and I yield back.
Gentlelady yields back. Any other members seek recognition? Chair recognizes Mr. Higgins from Louisiana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My colleagues can expect conflict in this committee. There's going to be a lot of conflict. And Elon, Mr. Musk, is absolutely bringing conflict to the United States focus. We are in conflict with the big government machine that has been devouring the wealth and smashing the individual rights, liberties, and freedoms of the American people whom we serve. You think that's funny, young man? Talk to your great-grandchildren, your yet unborn generations that is inheriting the debt that the machine of D.C. has forced upon our country. We are $36 trillion in debt. That's $36,000 billion. Were we to balance the budget and run a $1 billion surplus, it would require 36,000 years to address that debt. And that's not funny. And we're not playing. So you can expect conflict in this committee. And with men like Elon Musk coming in working with our president, who my people elected, you can absolutely look forward to many discussions that will cause wailing and gnashing of teeth across this town that has crippled the future of our country with debt. You should look forward to that conflict, because we'll be saving a generation yet unborn of our country. And that's exactly what we intend to do. I yield the balance of my time to the chair.
Now, I don't know who this guy Higgins is. I've seen him before. My gut feeling is I like him. But just because I like him doesn't mean I like all the other Republicans who talk a good game and say all the right things in the right tone with the right words. That doesn't mean I like them, because they're saying one thing out of one side of their mouth and they're trying to screw you when the cameras are not rolling, folks. Okay, you guys have been getting the red, white, and blue dick up your ass for a long time. It's over. If I have anything to do with it, they owe us a lot of money. They owe us a lot of money. Okay, they've been fucking us forever. The fucking stops now. I want my money back. I know you do too. Insurance, it's illegal. Car insurance, it's illegal. Taxes are illegal. Income taxes, property taxes, state taxes, sales taxes, hurricane insurance, all illegal, because we can control the weather. You don't need a hurricane in Florida because we can control the hurricane. We can kill it in the middle of the ocean, folks. Wake up, please. Listen, at this point, we have woken up as many as we could. The election had to happen the way it happened in 2020. It woke up a lot of people. But at this point, folks, at this point, at this juncture, we're moving without you. I can't fix stupid, not even with duct tape. I can't fix retarded people, not even with duct tape. I can't fix people who refuse to see what is real. I can't do it. And neither could you. Okay? I'll play maybe one more of these, and then the link is down below. It is up to you, the digital soldier, to do something about it. To move the information forward, say Mel Carmine is right. Nassara Jassara is on trial. They're trying to stop it again. But this time, they're not going to be flying anything into any buildings, if you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep this sort of under the radar because I would love to use this video on YouTube. As Donald Trump puts the kibosh on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook is already capitulating. This is just the beginning, folks. People like Mel Carmine, Elisa Valentino, Victoria Reynolds. I'm contemplating of maybe approaching my good friend Mike Barra, who is going to be at the event, the Quantum Summit, March 8th and March 9th, who hangs out on a regular basis with George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM. I used to listen to Art Bell back in the day. That's how long I've been around. 36 years, going on 37 years with this nonsense. Thinking you guys would wake up a lot faster than that. I didn't think it was going to take almost four decades. But I'm not one to give up. The Lord has put me here because he understands Mel Carmine is the right kind of soldier on the battlefield. I will fight you until one of us is dead. And if you got any money to bet, you better bet it on Mel Carmine. You know why? Because I am relentless. I am relentless. Let's watch one more.
Thank the gentleman for yielding. Any other members seek recognition? Seeing none, the question is now on the Stansberry Amendment offered by the gentlewoman from New Mexico. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. No. In the opinion of the chair, the noes have it, and the amendment is not agreed to.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask for a recorded
vote. A recorded vote is ordered, as previously announced. Further proceedings on the question will be postponed. Do any other members seek recognition?
Mr. Chairman.
Chair recognizes Mr. Garcia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have an amendment as well.
The clerk will distribute the amendment to every member. I believe every member has a copy on their desk. The clerk will designate the amendment.
An amendment to the rules of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform for the 119th Congress is offered by Mr. Garcia of California.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we are obviously all aware as a committee that the President of the United States should serve the American people, never their own financial interests. Yet we're facing some of the most serious.
This is a guy that is such a freaking moron. This guy is such a liar. I mean, let me remind you folks. Donald Trump has lost more than $4 billion becoming president, trying to fight for all of us. He could have very well disappeared with his $10 billion, $11 billion, however many billions he had, and it would have been enough for him and his family to buy an island and just disappear. He didn't do that. And here's this guy trying to tell you that he's doing it for his own self-interest because he needs to. Are you kidding me? You have to be completely dumb, deaf, and blind to understand or believe an idiot just like this one.
Serious conflicts of interest going into this administration in the history of our country. Now, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, who are at least appearing to essentially be co-presidents in this next few years, are plotting to remake our government and our very social safety net. And they could get, of course, we know, richer in the process. Now, this amendment will make sure that we don't advance any legislation from this committee that enriches Donald Trump or his businesses. And unfortunately, as we know, because of the work of this committee and House Democrats, this legislation could not be more important because we know and we saw Donald Trump trying to enrich himself and his family in his first term. Now, we know the committee Democrats showed that Donald Trump received payments from over 20 countries during his first term. 20 countries. Donald Trump's network of businesses made it possible for anyone in the world to funnel money to him through his businesses. Now, these countries, of course, included China, Saudi Arabia, and many others. Now, we actually have, because of this committee, receipts and documents that prove that he received at least $7.8 million directly from foreign governments. And by the way, that number is much larger, but of course, we don't have all the documents and receipts because this committee's majority blocked us from getting all of them. We also know that 8 ambassadors stayed at President Trump's D.C. hotel at the time while serving in the office of the Trump administration in clear violation of the Constitution. The committee also found that Elliott Broidy, a Republican fundraiser and lobbyist, spent $15,000 at Trump's D.C. hotel while actually lobbying the Trump administration. Later, he received a pardon, which we know that Donald Trump and his administration like to give out to people that donated to him. And we know that that, of course, is a clear violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Now, we should all be concerned that this lobbying effort signifies a pay-to-pay scheme that capitalizes on President Trump's influence. And these conflicts of interest are a direct threat and a national security threat. Of course, this is on top of the fact this committee continues to refuses to investigate Jared Kushner, who received $2 billion with a B directly from Saudi Arabia just months after leaving the White House, and has used that power to facilitate record arms deals and other pro-Saudi policies. As he enters his second term, this amendment is incredibly important so that we can ensure that Donald Trump isn't direct.
That we can ensure that we can stick our red, white, and blue dick up your ass for the next 500 years. Mr. Garcia is going to be gone. Gavin Nuisance is going to be gone. If I have anything to do with it, I'm going to cut it off right here, guys. I'm going to have a closing statement, and then you guys get that link out down the bottom and move it forward as quickly as possible to as many people as you want. I'm going to stop the share here. Okay, here we go. Now, the bottom line is I'm trying to get Grant Cardone, who has ambitions to run for governor of California. We got the Department of DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, coming in, which is really Nassara Jassara. Government's going to be shrunk down by 90%. As I would love, once I have my flying car that does Mach 34, Mach 37, okay, to live in California and still have my business in Cape Canaveral and commute back and forth. And I'll be able to get from California to Cape Canaveral faster than I can get from Merritt Island, which is only 8 miles away from my center, than going to Cape Canaveral from Merritt Island. You understand that? Okay. I would love to go and live in California because California has always lived in my heart. California, to me, is the most beautiful postcard on planet Earth. If I could only tow the Filipino ocean over to California, I would probably never leave. Okay, it will be the perfect scenario. Or the Caribbean ocean. I'm not crazy about their ocean, but I love their mountains. I love the landscape. It's the most beautiful landscape in the world. Okay, the link is down below. Soldiers, do your job. It's not a suggestion. It's an order. It's a requirement. The American people are not going to be docile. Nassara Jassara is on trial. We're going to win this, folks, but it requires you, the digital soldier, to move their ass. Do it now. Thank you. And don't forget to join us at the, whatchamacallit, the Quantum Summit, March 8th and March 9th, okay? Thank you.